This is Valley Edition. 20 years ago, shortly after the death of Cesar Chavez, a group of Fresno residents led a successful push for the city council to rename California, Ventura Street, and Kings Canyon Avenues in memory of the UFW leader. The decision was controversial, and less than 2 months later, the council reversed course and removed Chavez's name from the map, restoring the original street names. It was an issue that divided Fresno. And while many cities have gone on to name streets and schools and other facilities for the late farm labor leader, the events of late 1993 are still controversial to this day. Joining us now for a look back at that time is one of the people who led the effort to name the street in honor of Chavez, Venancio Gauna, who was the chairman of the Cesar Chavez Committee and was with the group El Concilio de Fresno. Mr. Gauna, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore, for this invitation.
Let's walk back in time now and go back to 1993. Your group organized to honor him in a way that many cities have done since. How did it come about originally?
We were very stunned by his death, and many of us, of course, came from the fields ourselves. And we had worked with the United Farm Workers of America and Cesar. We had marched with him. We had boycotted grapes. We had boycotted lettuce. So we were very familiar with his efforts. And so we were stunned, and we wanted to do something to honor his legacy, his memory. We had begun to hear that other communities were going to do things in his honor. We felt that here was Fresno that had supported the movement of the United Farm Workers many, many times. And we wanted to do something not only for him, but especially for farm workers and the Chavez family.
Did you realize what a controversial move that would be at the time?
Oh, yes. We knew from the outset that we would have opposition, and that's why we organized Mr. Moore. And we had countless meetings. I think, to the best of my memory, we had a meeting just about every week. Of course, Chavez died April 23rd. We started in mid-May. First, we had to get the permission from the family of what we were going to do. We were able to obtain that. But we wanted to organize and have input from the community and reach out to other constituencies that were non-Chicano Latino, or for the lack of a better word, non-Hispanic. So we did that. We tried to make appointments with every city councilman at the time to express our intent, our plan, and to seek their support. And that we reached out wherever we could. We had a committee of 53 people in the beginning, and to this day there are still some people that we're still meeting along those lines in terms of what to do next.
So initially, you formed this committee and went to the city council, and in October of 1993, the council said, yes, we will rename these streets in honor of Cesar Chavez. What was that initial vote like? I imagine that had to be a great feeling of success for you at the time.
Yes, it was a feeling of success. But we became very much aware. Remember that we were planning to do this in August, and we were concerned with the questions that had been raised prior to the vote on October 12th about signage, about payment for the signage to the city, also the concern of businessmen. And so we knew that not all was well, even though we received the support of 4-3 on the city council. What really concerned personally many of us was the immediate effort by then-Mayor Jim Patterson to ask for reconsideration of the vote. Even then, the vote had just passed, and he asked for reconsideration, as I recall. So we knew that we had taken step one, but to hold that vote, because it became apparent that there were forces at work that were going to continue to ask for reconsideration, that if they could get someone of the four, one of the four, to ask for reconsideration, that might change everything.
How did you go about selecting the streets, Ventura and Kings Canyon?
Well, there were really three, Mr. Moore. There were really three: California, Ventura, and Kings Canyon. The reason for that was one has to remember that although we do not get the recognition, there has been many people of Mexican descent and other Latinos that have come into Fresno and made, in particular, West Fresno, spreading into Southeast Fresno, their homes. They worked in the fields. They were picked up by trucks to be in the 40s and 50s to go out in the fields in Chinatown. So to those who do not remember, California has been a home to many people of Mexican descent, in particular Ventura. Now that the people kept, shall we say, moving in an easterly direction, and even today there are many thousands of people of Mexican descent in Ventura and into what is now Kings Canyon. So that was one of the reasons. The other reason was that Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers had boycotted or had led marches in Ventura Street because there used to be a Safeway store at the height of the Great Boycott. I forget the name of the particular street. I want to say it's west of 7th Street. I know that much. And it is now called or named Ventura. So that is where we wanted to tie all of that together: population, the cultural heritage, the movement. And we wanted to extend also into Kings Canyon. We didn't want to have pieces that we would only start, for example, from C to G. We wanted the entire length of those streets that belonged or were part of the city. And we were somewhat, shall we say, thinking ahead that we wanted to tie in with the African-American community because Martin Luther King Boulevard goes up to California Avenue. But that didn't work out in the minds of some folks.
Yeah, and those three streets all essentially connect as they go through downtown Fresno from West Fresno to downtown Fresno to Southeast.
Yes, from west to east or east to west if you like.
Yes. Again, if you just joined us on Valley Edition today, we are talking with Venancio Gaona, who was the chairman of the Cesar Chavez Committee in Fresno and was with the group El Concilio de Fresno 20 years ago, led the effort to name some significant Fresno streets in honor of the late farm labor leader, an effort that was successful only to be overturned by the city council 2 months later in December of 1993. What happened with that second vote?
Well, the street was actually named for 41 days, Cesar Chavez Boulevard. It was named, as you said, October 12th. But there was another city council meeting on October 28th where the mayor again asked for reconsideration. It didn't pass. But then on November 30th, that's the evening where there was a major city hall meeting at the Saroyan Theater. That's where the vote was overturned. That's where the mayor used his position to overrule or not allow the people, because there were over 1,500 people at that meeting. He did not allow some, shall we say, speakers at the time. Many speakers were overruled.
And the street that was named for 41 days then reverted to its original name.
Right.
What was that feeling like with your group at the time?
Well, I think that there was a lot of dismay. There were people that cried. But we also looked at it as that we were not going to give up, that Cesar Chavez and the union had instilled in us, that we were not to be defeated, and that is why after that evening, we continued to meet and seek other ways to, shall we say, restore that name. Unfortunately, we were not successful.
Shortly after this, the Fresno Adult School was named in honor of Cesar Chavez.
Yes, but that was another little maneuver that was done, shall we say, by the opposition. because they were able to muster the support of the Board of Fresno Unified School, that the new school, we wanted to name the what is now Sunnyside High School in honor of Cesar Chavez. But what they did, which we had no control over, they brought up the topic of naming the adult school first, and that passed unanimously. That adult school is truly a little jewel that exemplifies the what he stood for, in, especially in education.
Since these days, 20 years ago, many things have changed. States from Idaho to Illinois to Oregon, Texas, Wisconsin, Nevada, and of course California have named major streets, major parks, community centers in honor of Chavez's name and his memory. Looking back at it now, do you see Fresno was ahead of its time? Do you think it would be more controversial if this effort came about today that, rather than 20 years ago?
Well, I think that things have improved in the, shall we say, to be blunt about it, some people that were against Cesar, just like he died, they have also died. But unfortunately, people make jokes about, you know, that Fresno is a butt of jokes on certain programs. Well, this is another manifestation of how parochial Fresno is at times. I think that there have been some improvements, and we're working to see if we can continue to strive for the naming of those streets. As I said before, this is not something that has gone away. We're continuously working on it in many aspects and in many ways.
I want to read a quote from the Fresno Bee back in 1993 about the naming situation, and this is from Eli Setensich at the time, and he said, "I think this is old Fresno, reluctant to change. They see all these new people coming in, and they don't want to share the pie. We're still a redneck city. We're not Mississippi, but we're not too far removed." Has that changed or maybe
I
not
think
changed?
I think that Mr. Setensich hit the nail on the head. It's changed. The question is, to what degree? You know, I would honestly say that if we were to go back to city council tomorrow or at the next meeting and ask for this, there would still be opposition. It would not pass. But then again, one of the things that we are doing is working very hard to bring about voter education of community people, not just Latinos, but all. And we're doing it through the democratic process, and we hope that eventually that will change.
Again, we've been talking with Venancio Gaona. He was the chairman of the Cesar Chavez Committee in 1993 and was with the group El Concilio de Fresno. He helped lead the effort 20 years ago to rename Ventura, California, and Kings Canyon Avenues in memory of the late UFW leader. For 41 days, those streets were named Cesar Chavez Boulevard, but the city council later reversed its earlier decision, and in December of 1993, the original names were restored. Venancio, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the invitation. It's been a pleasure to reminisce and bring back information that many people today are not aware of.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.